This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the India-Cyprus partnership as one firmly rooted in shared democratic values and the rule of law. He said the friendship between the two countries is not shaped by circumstances or confined by borders. It has stood the test of time. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing media with Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidas at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia today, following delegation-level talks. He noted that Cyprus's Vision 2035 and India's Viksit Bharat 2047 have much in common, and a roadmap will be created to shape the future partnership over the next 5 years.
आज राष्ट्रपति जी और मैंने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर व्यापक चर्चा की. साइप्रस के विजन 2035 और विकसित भारत 2047 के विजन के कई पहलुओं में समानता है.
The Prime Minister also thanked Cyprus for his support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism and announced plans to develop a real-time information exchange mechanism between both countries.
आतंकवाद, ड्रग्स और आर्म्स की तस्करी की रोकथाम के लिए हमारी एजेंसीज के बीच रियल टाइम इंफॉर्मेशन एक्सचेंज का मैकेनिज्म तैयार किया जाएगा. हम दोनों सहमत हैं कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत पोटेंशियल है.
During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders held wide-ranging discussions covering the full spectrum of India-Cyprus relations. Cyprus reiterated its support for the enhancement of the representative character of the United Nations Security Council expansion, with India as a permanent member in an expanded UNSC. Earlier, Mr. Modi held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulidas, during which Cypriot President conferred upon him the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honor of the Republic of Cyprus. The government today issued a notification to conduct the census. The reference date for the census will be 1st of March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh, the snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. For these areas, the reference date shall be 1st of October 2026. The mortal remains of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani's body were handed over to his family today after a DNA match was done last evening. Vijay Rupani died in a plane crash in Ahmedabad on 12th of June. The family left with the mortal remains, which are being taken to Rajkot. The mortal remains will be kept at his residence in Rajkot. The last rites will be performed later today. Vijay Rupani served as a Chief Minister of Gujarat from 2016 to 2021. At least four women lost their lives and more than six others sustained injuries in an explosion at a firecracker unit in Amroha, Uttar Pradesh today. The incident took place at Rajbapur police station area. Local police has arrived at the spot and has shifted the injured women to a nearby hospital for treatment. A probe committee has been constituted to investigate the incident, the circumstances and the causes that led to the explosion. Defence Cyber Agency today began a comprehensive cyber security exercise, Cyber Suraksha, to bolster cyber resilience at the national level. Over 100 participants from the national level agencies and stakeholders from defence domains are taking part in the event. The exercise is designed to simulate real-world cyber threats, reinforce secure practices, and test analytical and defensive cyber skills of participants in high-paced, gamified environment. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has urged members to avoid approaching unauthorized agents and use official EPFO portals for free and secure online services. Labour and Employment Ministry said EPFO has taken a series of reforms designed to make its services faster, transparent and user-friendly for all its stakeholders. The benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today, snapping their two-day losing streak. Both indices edged up, fueled by buying across all sectors, offsetting geopolitical jitters. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex gained 678 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.